U.S. Representative Cynthia Lummis joins us now to discuss a number of issues. The Wyoming Republican most recently had a discussion with the head of the EPA concerning water pollution in Pavilion. She says the good news is that there seems to be a dialogue.
I'm very pleased that the EPA and the state are getting together to talk about the appropriate peer review, about visiting the science behind the EPA's study in December. It is Wyoming's belief, both in the producer community for oil and gas, as well as at our DEQ, that there were flaws in the science. So having it appropriately peer reviewed is going to be extremely important. And having Wyoming's involvement in that is going to be extremely important. There are nuances in that report that a lot of people who want to blow hydraulic fracking into a national environmental issue have taken from that report and run with that simply aren't true. As you know, they found benzene and benzene-like substances in the groundwater, but not the drinking water, because they drilled their wells into the groundwater lower than the drinking water level. And they said in their report there may be a connection between hydraulic fracturing and the benzene found in the groundwater. Now, in Congress, before the committee I serve on, which is Interior and Environment Appropriations Subcommittee, Lisa Jackson made a more...
The EPA administrator, right?
Yes, the EPA administrator, in testimony to another member, said there is a tie. And then she backed away from that when I had a chance to visit with her. She said, oh, you're right, there may be a tie. We do need to do peer review. So I was really pleased with a couple of things that have come out recently. The Wall Street Journal's just reporting that a lot of science is now showing that it really is poor cement jobs that are the more likely culprit for the appearance of benzene and benzene-like substances in horizons of water that should not be affected by drilling, and that it is much more likely that it is bad cement jobs associated with making sure the casing is properly sealed rather than the actual activity of fracking that is the likely culprit here.
If you're in Pavilion and you listen to politicians and you listen to people talking and putting ourselves in their place, you might get the sense that everybody's just trying to minimize what we're going through. I wonder if you could respond to that.
And thank you for asking the question. I have visited with Governor Meade about this, and the first and foremost concern should be that the people in and around Pavilion have safe drinking water and that they can take a shower and have adequate water resources in their homes. You know, what they're going through should not be minimized. It's awful. So during the legislature, and certainly Governor Meade's focus is on getting them safe drinking water, whether it's piped in, whether it's a cistern type setup, that is and should be the main concern of the state of Wyoming for its people. I feel terrible for the people of Pavilion because in so many ways their water concerns are getting lost in this political battle over is hydraulic fracking something that should be controlled nationally and regulated nationally, or is it not?
Let's turn your attention to a budget issue that you're actually dealing with in right now, and it's on highway funding. The state of Wyoming obviously watching this one very closely. Where do you suspect that funding goes? I mean, is this going to be a problem that Wyoming's going to have to face?
It is going to be a problem, in my opinion. We are just in the toughest slog right now with regard to this highway bill that you can imagine. John Mica and the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee came out with what I thought was a really good bill when you look at all of the national interests on these issues. They consolidated federal agencies and programs to streamline it. They focused on roads and bridges. The problem was that when that bill came out, people from states that love mass transit, that love Davis-Bacon wages, got all of these changes. So the next version of the bill that came out had all of those provisions that really attract Rust Belt states into buying into the bill, including putting more money in mass transit, cutting it from 5 years down to a year and a half, which is not the certainty that DOTs need to do their advanced planning. Now it's much worse than it was before, and there's a loss of buy-in from those of us who were really excited about the original bill. Plus, it's not adequately paid for.
I know you have to run. I want to ask you about one last topic, the whole wolf issue. Obviously, the legislature finally passed a management plan. They're going through now the nuts and bolts on how that plan gets implemented, what will be allowed, what won't be. Are you weighing in on that at all? Do you have any opinion on what you would like to see in those final rules?
My role is to try to prevent further litigation, and now that the state and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has agreed, my role is to make sure that this time the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service will stand up for the plan that it says will protect the recovery of these wolves. This has gone on way too long. Those wolves are long since recovered. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has testified on the record in Congress that the wolf has long since fully recovered.
One thing they're all talking about at the legislature, will one of you be able to get something through that would prevent the lawsuits like we see in Montana and Idaho?
Well, I will be trying again to get a rider on the Interior and Environment Appropriations Bill that prevents lawsuits. It was the last rider that was taken off the Omnibus Appropriations Bill at the end of last year, and I was bitterly disappointed to see that come off. But now that the legislature has passed and approved that plan, I think we can even make a stronger case for putting the rider on now and making it stick.
Congresswoman Cynthia Lummis, always a pleasure. Thank you for stopping by.
My pleasure, Bob.